Es una que me escuchaba Dictating History and Physical Examination on Diana Carroll, C-A-R. Carroll, Diana, Diana. Date of birth is 9/3/1941. Date of service is /6/26/6/25/2024. Miss Carroll is a very pleasant 82-year-old female with history of chronic back pain, secondary to compression fractures, history of chronic kidney diseases, history of chronic anemia and osteoporosis, as well as glaucoma, who presented to the emergency room with complaints of left groin pain. Patient states that she was standing up, she turned, and she developed significant sharp pain in her left hip. She denies any fall. Pain was so severe that she had to get to the bed and get her weight off the legs. She had difficulty ambulating since then, rating significant pain. She denies any complaints of numbness or tingling. She denies any complaints of chest pain, shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. Patient was seen in the emergency room. X-rays showed compression fracture, stable at T12 and L4. Also moderate to severe degenerative joint disease at L1, 2, and L2, 3. Also, hip x-rays did show an inferior left pubic rami fracture. CT of the lower extremity showed non-displaced fracture of the left anterior acetabulum and left superior pubic rami and inferior pubic rami fractures. Patient was admitted to the hospital. Pain was being controlled. Orthopedics saw the patient, recommended PTOT, weight bearing as tolerated, and pain control. No surgical treatment were recommended. Patient was otherwise doing better. She was subsequently discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, she said that she's feeling better. She does complaints of pain in the groin as well as in her back. She denies any complaints of chest pain, no, denies any shortness of breath, no palpitations, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no other complaints. Past medical history. Has been significant for low back pain, compression fracture, degenerative joint disease, chronic kidney disease, history of glaucoma. Past surgical history has been significant for cholecystectomy, breast biopsy, total abdominal hysterectomy with bilateral self-pingo oophorectomy. And pelvic laparoscopy. Social history, smoking. She quit smoking long time ago. alcohol, none. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medications reviewed and as documented in the EHR. Review of system. Cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pain, denied any heaviness or pressure sensation, denied any palpitations, no history of MI or coronary artery disease. Respiratory system, denied any cough, denied any shortness of breath, no pain with deep inspiration, no history of asthma or emphysema. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, no nausea, no vomiting, denied any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, no complaints, neurological, she denies any history of TIA or CVA, no focal weakness in the arms or legs. Musculoskeletal, she does complaints of pain in her left hip and groin area, also history of lower back pain, history of compression fracture, history of degenerative joint disease. All other systems reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. Pupils vehicle rounded and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD. No lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rails. No wheezing. Abdomen was soft. Non-tender. All sounds were positive. No organomegaly. Extremities. No edema. Pulses bilaterally symmetrical. Neurological examination was grossly intact. Impression, number one, left superior and inferior pubic MI fracture, next, left anterior acetabulum fracture, next, chronic back pain, next, compression fracture of the lumbar spine, next, chronic kidney disease, next, chronic anemia, next, degenerative joint disease, next, history of glaucoma. Treatment plan, patient admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, continue her current medications, will monitor her progress, will follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. End of dictation.